Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a very special story about a little boy who lived in Texas. He was the son of a shliach. That means a person who was sent out to do a certain mission. And in this case, his father was a shliach of the Rebbe who was sent to a town in Texas to build up Yiddishkeit there, to teach people Torah and mitzvahs, and to make a Jewish place, a Jewish a Chabad house or a shul, school, I don't know exactly all the things that he may have done. But in any case, this little boy, the son of the shliach, when he was in first grade, he and his friends decided to start a pencil gemach. What is a pencil gemach? Everyone knows what a pencil is, but what is a gemach? A gemach stands for gemilas chesed, doing of kindness. And it's used as a word to tell us that there's a certain setup to do kindnesses for people. For example, just the word gemach usually means that there's money that could be lent to somebody. For example, everybody in the town gives some money for the gemach. And now if somebody needs to borrow some money, they can go and borrow the money from the gemach and hopefully repay it. And then another person, another time, will be able to borrow money. So that's the gemach, gemilas chesed, doing of kindness, which means lend money. But you could also make a gemach for other things. In our town here, there's actually a medical equipment gemach, so that if someone needs chas v'shalom a wheelchair or crutches or a walker, they can borrow it from the medical equipment gemach. Or there might be a car gemach. Somebody keeps some extra cars, and if somebody comes into town or somebody's car breaks, they could borrow the car for a while. So this little boy named Chaim, he and his friends decided to start a pencil gemach. That is, that they would have a bunch of pencils, and if someone didn't remember to bring a pencil that day, or their pencil broke, or they lost it, they could borrow a pencil from the pencil gemach in school. And so little Chaim told his father that they were planning to raise some money for their pencil gemach. And they wanted to raise $18. And this way they could buy a bunch of pencils, and they would have plenty of pencils for people to borrow whatever they needed. So each person was trying to raise some money. And Chaim told his father that all the kids were going to put on a play and charge all the parents money to come and watch the play. And with this money, they would have the amount that they needed to buy pencils for the pencil gemach. The event took place on Motzei Shabbos, but that morning, the mailman knocked at the door and said, "I have a special registered letter for Chaim, for the little boy Chaim." What was the special registered letter? That means it was a letter sent in a special way to be protected, to make sure that it really got there. And after Shabbos, they looked at the letter, and they saw that it was a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that Lubavitcher Rebbe sent a special letter from New York to little Chaim in Texas, and he sent it a special way to make sure it would get there on time before the event. So his father asked him, "Why did the Rebbe send you such a special letter?" And Chaim said, "Well, we did everything like the adults. We're planning a play that people have to buy tickets for to raise money. And so also I wrote a letter to the Rebbe to ask for bracha, just like you. Before you have an event or you do something important, you always write a letter to the Rebbe to ask for bracha. So I did also." And sure enough, he opened the letter after Shabbos, and the Rebbe wrote to him that he's wishing him a bracha for hatzlacha, a bracha for success, and in fact that it should be even more successful than they hoped. And sure enough, instead of raising $18, they raised $19 for the pencil gemach. And so this is a very important lesson for us. And actually, as the Rebbe pointed out on a number of occasions, making a gemach is a very, very special mitzvah. Kids can make a gemach in their class. People can make a gemach in their shul, in their city, so that if a yid needs to borrow money or borrow a pencil or borrow a car, they can do it easily. And this is actually a very great mitzvah. Lending money is actually a bigger mitzvah than giving money, because lending money encourages the person to not just take the money, but to actually earn money to pay it back. Thank you for listening to the story of the day, and I hope that everybody who listens to the story gets involved in some way in a gemach, in a way of lending money or some other type of gemach, that is a very great mitzvah and will help bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you for joining us.